WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Motivation Monday, where I give you the motivation to get through your Monday. I hope you had a great week last week, and if not, well, it's okay. We got this week. It's a redo. We're going to try over again. And I know students had finals last week. I had finals last week. I hope everyone did really good. And if you're going home, safe travels. Please be safe on the roads. And if you are not out of school yet, don't worry. It's okay. Push through. I'm here to help you get through. And if you're still at work, it's okay. I'm here to help you through it. We're in this together, okay? So I hope y'all have a great week, of course. And this week is kind of Christmas inspired, except for the quote. The quote gives off main character vibes. I know I've talked about it before, but this quote is very serious to me. So without further ado, I'm going to get into serious mode. You, yes you, are a divine human being who deserves love, peace, and calm. And don't let anyone tell you different. I'm serious. Don't let your best friends, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, don't let anyone tell you different, that you are not superior. I promise you are. All right, back to not serious, because we are getting motivated. We are trying to get through this Monday and this week. If you need motivation for this week, here's a little extra. So this week is Christmas-inspired stories. They are about Christmas lights, so we're going to get into it. It's really sweet, and it makes me very happy. So after raising $2.8 million to Make-A-Wish for sick kids, the Night of a Million Lights holiday tour is back. The Night of a Million Lights is a holiday spectacular that delights thousands of visitors and raises millions to give sick children and their weary families a vacation. Illuminating the Central Florida skyline, the 52-night open house will once again provide the public with a rare glimpse inside Give Kids the World Village, an 89-acre, whimsical, nonprofit resort that provides critically ill children with a magical week-long wish vacations at no cost. It began in the pandemic for Give Kids the World, and it has evolved into Central Florida's most beloved new holiday tradition. More than 92,000 guests attend Night of a Million Lights in 2020. It is named by US Today the number one thing to do in Orlando in December. I think that's really sweet. I'm from Florida, so I think it's really, really nice. I think it's near Kissimmee is what I read. I could be wrong, but you're welcome to look it up if you're going to Florida. Really go check it out. It looks amazing. If you can't, look it up. It's so cool. All right, on to our next story. An elderly couple living in UK's darkest village lights up the sky with a huge Christmas tree they planted in 1978. The giant pine is becoming known as the little tree that could. Planted by an elderly couple long ago when it was shorter than them, it has grown to more than 50 feet and provides a majestic light to the town with little illumination on any horizon. They planted the 6-foot tree in the front garden back in 1978. The village, with its 17th-century pub that inspired the Bull in Radio 4's The Archers, is one of the darkest places in the UK, as one of the only towns without any street. But last week, or technically not last week, but a while ago, it lit up, and you could see 2,000 residents around it. It was really cool, and apparently you could see the tree from miles. That is cool. That is very cool. So that's for our stories. We're going to get into our song, which I said last week it was going to be Christmas inspired. And yes, it is. It is a Christmas song. And it is very upbeat. And I love it. Shake Up Christmas by Train is really a great Christmas song if you were trying to get in the Christmas spirit and just jump around. Honestly, it is so amazing. I know, I did a countdown last week. We do only have one Motivation Monday until Christmas. Is that not crazy? So we have next week, and then the next Motivation Monday will be after Christmas. But I do have bad news. There will not be a Motivation Monday on the 26th. I am sorry to announce that, but everyone's going to be home with their family. I'm going to be home with my family, and I just want to give everyone the time to be with their family. So Just know there won't be a Motivation Monday that week, and there also won't be a Motivation Monday the next week, which I can tell you the exact date. So just know that. Just don't go looking for it because it won't be there. So no Motivation Monday on the 26th of December and no Motivation Monday on January 2nd. Yeah. I'll be back, though, January 9th. So I can't do a Motivation Tuesday. So I'll be back January 9th and give you motivation. We'll talk about New Year's resolutions and stuff like that. So I will be looking forward to that. I hope to see y'all there. Of course, we got next week, though, so no worries. I'll talk to y'all next week, and I will say my goodbye then, even though it's not goodbye. See you later. And I just want to say a random fact. I know I'm keeping this episode a little longer than usual, but this episode was completely unscripted, so I'm going over some different boundaries, and I have went with this Motivation Monday unscripted. So if it sounds a little crazy, that's why. But it's a very proud moment for me that I didn't have to go off a script and I could go off memory. So it's a great turning point, and if anyone else has had a great turning point, I'm proud for you too. Anyway, this is Katie, and I hope you have a great week and a very motivated Monday. And please, don't forget, stay motivated. I'll see y'all next week.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.